The Navy is overhauling the way it trains its sailors. It's incorporating more virtual environments and distance learning so sailors can eventually get the training they need and not spend long periods away from their duty stations. It's all part of the long-term effort known as Sailor 2025. Joining me with an update on this effort, Captain Bill McKinley, commanding officer of the Center for Surface Combat Systems. Captain McKinley, good to have you on.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on the program and giving me a chance to talk about this.
So give us the big picture of what is going on. What is the Navy after here long-term?
Well, long-term, Sailor 2025, really Ready Relevant Learning is the training part of that. Ready Relevant Learning is attempting to do a few things. The first of which is to move training to a waterfront environment so that sailors have access to training in fleet concentration areas closer to their ship. The second focus of Ready Relevant Learning is to provide the training at a more relevant time in a sailor's career so that they remember it, skills don't atrophy from training that was provided before they ever get to the ship. And they also have more context for utilization of the training. The third pillar is utilization of modern training devices, modern training techniques. Virtual world technology, falls within the realm of that. But really, those modern training techniques just support the first two goals that I outlined.
Now, right now, your area, the Center for Surface Combat Systems, is working with the Surface Warfare Division and the Surface and Expeditionary Warfare Training Committee on some initiatives at this moment. Tell us what those are all about.
Yes, we have a great relationship with both those organizations, and we are working with those organizations to develop those training techniques and really to invest in them to provide the tools to move in the direction that that is outlined by Ready Relevant Learning. So we are specifically working with those organizations to find the investments to enable the technology that's required to move into a ready, relevant world. Virtual world technology is one of the pillars. What virtual world does is it uses advanced media techniques and technologies to put sailors in an interactive world where they can be trained utilizing and interacting with modern 3D graphics technology. In some of these virtual environments, the instructors do not have to be co-located with the students, and this gets back to one of the goals of Sailor 2025 and Ready Relevant Learning is having sailors at the waterfront, having the instructors and subject matter experts someplace else, sometimes located not even on the same coast, and providing instructions to the sailors in this interactive multimedia world.
Because some of the things that you're teaching are not just book learning, but aren't they also kinetic activities that might be operating fire systems and other shipboard operations where you need that 3D environment to be able to really get people to understand what they're trying to do?
Absolutely. And this is, if you look at this technology, we've been able to model a 3D world that is the ship environment. So when you walk around in some of this virtual technology, you're actually walking on a destroyer. You are walking as an avatar through the destroyer, and then the instructor is another avatar, and the student and the instructor, these avatars, they interact in a virtual world. But that virtual world is a very high fidelity replication of the shipboard environment.
So you can even bump your head, maybe.
I'm not sure if we have the simulation down to the point where you can hit your head on an overhead or take out your knee on a knee knocker, but it's pretty darn good, you know, in terms of the simulation.
We're speaking with Captain Bill McKinley, commanding officer of the Center for Surface Combat Systems. And what about teaching gunnery, the operation of large-scale weapons that are aboard ships, which I should also, I guess, ask is if that's an expensive operation, and maybe there's a cost savings if some of the basics could be conveyed in a digital format?
Well, you know, so there's a constant evaluation and trade-off about what training is appropriate for what skill set. And so not everything is applicable or optimal in the virtual world. What we have found is virtual world techniques are optimal for ideas and concepts that, you know, would be are best conveyed if you can use virtualization technology to give you a 3D representation of what's actually going on. An example would be a sonar technician in the 3D world is actually able to disappear into the water column and swim alongside the sound waves associated with the topic that he's being taught. That same virtual world it's a lot harder to get your hands around maintenance training, where we're actually trying to teach a sailor how to troubleshoot a circuit board or and actually dive into a piece of equipment. So bottom line is every learning objective has to be evaluated on individual basis in terms of what's appropriate to be virtualized and what the best methodology. Your specific question about gunnery, you could virtualize some portion of gunnery training, but this is just an old SWO speaking here, surface warfare officer. You cannot and should not do away with the actual live piece of it too, because there's some things that can't be replicated.
We mentioned bumping our heads earlier. I guess the kick is also something that would be hard to simulate too.
Exactly, and there are. Virtualization technologies that have been developed that are being tested and looked at for guns, the kick can be simulated with air pressure. So you can actually get a lot of bang for the buck for simulations, but you're always doing that cost benefit analysis. When are you spending more money to produce an effective, realistic simulation than you would be if you just fired the bullet out of the end of the gun? You know, that's a constant business case analysis as we go through this simulation and virtual world exploration that is ongoing that we always have to look at.
So getting back to the current cooperation that you have going on with these other areas, what will the outcomes be in the short term?
Well, in the short term, we will continue to develop and test courses like TACTO, and TACTO's becoming Advanced Network Technician, or ANT, just changed the name of it, but it doesn't really change the focus. Because what we're doing with those courses is putting them in the virtual world, and then then evaluating the results in a holistic, rigorous manner, and then seeing where we need to make course adjustments. And that way, we will then pick other courses to virtualize, and we'll continue to move down this field. We feed that into the Surface Expeditionary Warfare Training Committee process, because that's the process that we use to fund the investments necessary to get to, a virtual world. That's a long-term process. So I am, as a training command, we are virtualizing courses one, two at a time, measuring the results, utilizing that to quantify the investments that we need, and then feeding that back to the the SWTSI process, the Surface Expeditionary Warfare Training Committee.
So you do have a way of evaluating the learning that is received by the sailors in both environments, you know, the traditional way and the new way, to see how it comes out?
Absolutely. And, you know, every time we go into one of these courses that we virtualize, we make sure we understand the metrics that we're going to utilize to assess the results. And usually that is a comparison between, and it's, you know, it's obvious, you know, one obvious comparison is the scores of the exams that the sailors are given at the end of their courses of instruction. You know, sailors' courses are just like any other collegiate course. It's always a test at the end where, you know, pass, fail, whether you measure whether they successfully completed the course or not. Those same test results are given to the students who took the virtual version of the course versus students who took the brick and mortar legacy versions of the course, and then they're compared. And you know, that's the most obvious comparison metric that we have.
Captain Bill McKinley is commanding officer of the Center for Surface Combat Systems. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's been my pleasure, and I really appreciate the chance to talk about this training transformation effort. It's critical, you know, to the future and the way that we train our sailors going forward.
All right. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.